It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. We explore rare boreal forest, coastal wetlands, and an undeveloped sandy beach with views of the Apostle Islands on the shores of Lake Superior. It's a glimpse of the conservation efforts underway at Frog Bay Tribal National Park. And you can be part of this conversation. Call in with a question, share your perspectives, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Linda Nguyen is Environmental Director of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. Linda, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hello, hello. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning. So the park aims to protect these tracts of boreal forest, and there are reports that logging has removed most boreal forest from the Lake Superior shoreline over the last century. What can people experience when visiting the forest in this park?
So there are three trails that total about 2 miles. So at the trailhead, that's where you can park. There's no fee. And there to the left, there's a ravine trail, which has been designated as moderate for difficulty. And it meanders through birch groves, black ash swamps, hemlock and cedar and then it oversees the lake a little bit, and then it finally leads you down to the beach. And at the beach, you can see some of the Apostle Islands, such as Bear Island, Oak, Hermit, Stockton, and Michigan. And then on the way back, you have a choice to take the beach trail, which is about a quarter mile, which leads back up to the trailhead. And that one's a lot easier. So lots of features to see. There are kiosks that are at culturally significant spots that will talk about and showcase certain flora and fauna, give the Ojibwe name, and some of the uses for it. For them.
Linda, the views must be just breathtaking and so peaceful. What do you experience when you walk those trails?
That is a great question. So I've been with the Red Cliff Band since 2012. I am a St. Paul native, but I came up here to go to Northland College back in 2008. And the Lake Superior Basin just sucks you right in, and sometimes you just don't leave. I feel at peace when I hike Frog Bay Tribal National Park. It is open year round, so I have done some snowshoeing in the winter time, and it's beautiful, it's quiet, and it's freeing.
What is the tribe's approach to managing this rare forest that is so sensitive?
The park is managed by the Treaty Natural Resources Division. So, and the Environmental Department is a subset within that division. We manage the trail system that's on it. We ensure that the trails are clear for hikers, in the event of a storm damage. We also have summer youth interns that will go out there and assist us as well. We have wardens that will do patrolling, because it is closed from what is open from sunrise to sunset. And then the Environmental Department, which I help oversee, we do some water quality monitoring to ensure that beaches are safe to recreate at. And if they're not, we'll issue swimming advisories. We work with federal partners within the Lake Superior Basin to also watch out for algal blooms.
Mm. Yes.
And then we've done some wild rice restoration and reseeding efforts in Frog Creek, which is part of the CMA or Conservation Management Area.
Linda Nguyen is with us, Environmental Director for the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, as we talk about Frog Bay Tribal National Park along the shores of Lake Superior. Get a glimpse of it. You can join in with your questions, and you can share your thoughts at any point. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Linda, here at the Changing Seasons, the Fall Color Report says autumn leaves are peaking in northern Wisconsin. How can people best enjoy the fall colors in Frog Bay Tribal National Park?
By coming up to visit, the parking, the trailhead area, can probably hold a capacity of about 10 cars. So get there early. But it is gorgeous. And if there's no parking available, then, you know, we invite you to visit other trails and then come back to Frog Bay Tribal National Park to hike ours.
How can visitors enjoy Frog Bay with respect to the Red Cliff community and with respect for the environment?
We do practice leave no trace.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you bring, please pack it out. There are vault toilets there. And then leave everything as you come across it as you're hiking on the trail.
The park opened more than a decade ago. What is the significance of maintaining a tribal national park?
Well, part of the conservation management area, which is part of the park, is open to only tribal members to gather and practice their ceremonial and cultural practices. So in that sense, that's how we maintain and preserve that area for the next seven generations ahead.
I wonder why it is named Frog Bay, how the name stuck for this area of the peninsula.
To my knowledge and what I've been told, there were a lot of frogs in the area. I'm not a biologist by any means, so I don't know my frog species, but they are definitely significant in that area. And I'm assuming being so close to, you know, right on the shores of Lake Superior, the coastal wetlands provided that habitat. And continue to provide that habitat for the frogs.
Continue to provide that habitat. I wonder, is the frog forest at risk for like insect outbreaks or wildfires or you mentioned algae blooms or other ecological problems?
Right. We do have an invasive species program and, or we also call them non-local beings. And we have staff that go out and will monitor for emerald ash borer, spotted knapweed, other, you know, flora and fauna. So there is surveillance and continued monitoring to ensure that those threats, you know, stay at a minimum. And if should they increase, then, you know, we'll change our stewardship method and management. What's on the horizon from the environmental department, what we're keeping our eyes out on is that, yeah, like you had mentioned, the algal blooms and water quality. So, you know, there is historical and legacy logging within the area and the land is still trying to bounce back from that. And so we monitor our water quality program. We monitor for sedimentation, nutrients such as nitrogens and phosphates to see how that enters the system during any sort of rain events or climate change events.
Linda Nguyen is Environmental Director of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, our guide to Frog Bay Tribal National Park and conservation efforts underway. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at any point, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa emphasizes the sustainable management of natural resources. We get an update on the tribe's work to protect the rare forest at Frog Bay Tribal National Park and the undeveloped shoreline of Lake Superior. You can be part of this discussion. Call in with a question. You can add your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Linda Wynn is Environmental Director of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. Linda, as the first tribal national park of its kind, what lessons are the Red Cliff learning that could benefit other park operators?
So lessons learned or things that other tribal nations can think about when they're looking to start a park. First thing would be community input and community support. You know, thinking about how the area being preserved may affect housing development down the line or future land use changes. Secondly, would be to assess internal staffing or equipment capacity and infrastructure to manage the park. And then thirdly, funding. As you know, we applied for federal funds and we had partnerships with the Bayfield Regional Conservancy. And one of the criteria or requirements was to also ensure that some of the lands would be open to the public. And then leveraging local partnerships such as the Bayfield Regional Conservancy to achieve overlapping goals of environmental protection and restoration for the next seven generations ahead.
Environmental protection and restoration, thinking about climate change and the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies saying the average fall temperatures in your area are roughly 5 degrees Fahrenheit above 1950 levels. How is climate change affecting the park's ecosystem?
That is a great question. We continuously monitor, you know, our wildlife program is monitoring black bear, pine marten, and other species. And we have a dedicated fisheries program as well that is monitoring trout movement between the band's rivers into Lake Superior. But from the environmental department's end, we continue to monitor water quality. And for the most part, that hasn't been negatively impacted as of yet. The wild rice population and densities, however, have been through some of the climatic events such as sedimentation, and some of our wild rice beds are getting buried underneath 2 to 4 feet of sand at a time. We can also notice that some of the mouths, especially Frog Creek there being in the park, can close off for the majority of the summertime, which can prohibit fish movement from inland to the lake.
That makes me wonder, how does erosion affect the park? The Army Corps of Engineers says, you know, Lake Superior is nearly a foot above average water levels, Frog Bay following the shoreline in the Apostle Islands. What do you notice about erosion?
We have noticed that the beach, what used to be at least, you know, 5 to 10 feet, is now pretty much all the way up to where the sand meets the grasses or vegetation. So the beach is kind of disappearing.
And this is an undeveloped beach, meaning nothing has been built on it. You know, how do you conserve such a pristine area that is untouched?
Well, we do have our zoning and setback policies. So within the reservation boundaries, we have a team project and compliance review board. And for folks that are planning to do any sort of ground disturbance or building of anything, they will submit a PAC application. And this review board, which is composed of our Tribal Historic Preservation Office, zoning, land specialists, environmental health, and myself, we will review the project and ensure that it complies and aligns with some of the tribe's goals. And with that, we also have zoning districts. So the park is, I believe, completely zoned preserved. So there's to be no development whatsoever. And then for adjacent parcels or properties, we do take that into consideration when we're reviewing any sort of projects.
So every project is under scrutiny and looked at very closely.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to reintroduce you here. Linda Nguyen is Environmental Director for the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa as we talk about Frog Bay Tribal National Park along the shores of Lake Superior. Understand the challenges and the opportunities. You can join in with your question. You can share your experiences and your perspectives at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Linda, Frog Bay has received a Governor's Tourism Award for stewardship. How do park officials approach being stewards of the land?
Well, we ensure that, we monitor and assess baseline conditions to ensure that any sort of deviation from that is addressed, such as, erosion or non-local beings coming in and changing species composition. We also involve the youth a lot. We work with the Bayfield school system, which has tribal and non-tribal youth, and we bring them out to do, to shadow us when we're doing any sort of macroinvertebrate collection, to look at stream health, or looking at pit tag stations with our fisheries staff, or just general trail maintenance. Involving the youth like that can help continue on this legacy of, mindful stewardship of the park.
Mindful stewardship, and it's like this hands-on approach to involving the youth and making sure the next generation mirrors the conservation efforts of the present generation.
Yes.
And the park says it preserves the historical and cultural use of the land for the Chippewa Nation. What can people learn about the tribe's history at the park?
Well, I believe every summer, there's been a few articles produced about this as well, but our Tribal Historic Preservation Office, they will work with an academic institution as well as some archaeological professionals, and they'll do some digs. And there have been artifacts that have been found. So the area has been, and that gives insight on how the park area was used at one time. They sometimes there are cultural demonstrations that are open to the public as well, such as wild rice reseeding and wild rice processing demonstrations, as well as fish net setting by some of our tribal programs. So that, if visitors time it right, or they come up just for that, those types of events are available to the public to get that cultural significance. And as I previously mentioned, there are kiosks that are on the landscape on the trail that showcase, the Ojibwe Mo'in name for cedar, for example, and some of the uses. So that is also another tool to learn how certain species were used and are used.
Could you share with us about the spiritual ceremonies or the cultural ceremonies that are performed at Frog Bay?
I will just say there's a wide range of ceremonies that are specific to the individuals or to the clans, and they take let's see, they occur during specific times of the year or seasons.
What could people do to better support Frog Bay Tribal National Park as they listen to this conversation?
Come up and visit. Learn about the land, the features that are there. There isn't a fee to hike the park either, but there is a donation box.
Linda, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing with us Frog Bay Tribal National Park.
Thank you for having me.
Linda Wynn is Environmental Director of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Ahead this hour, we make crepes with a Milwaukee native and learn more about this French delicacy and what a Milwaukee native is trying to do in her hometown. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.